What's up, y'all? DJ ESG Season 8, Episode 2. Yes, the hernia surgery is getting better. I'm telling you, my three holes that look like a bowling ball have turned into three lines that look like a healing bowling ball. I don't wish this on my worst enemy, but I'm feeling better and I'm getting better. So here's what I got today. People tell me all the time, Eric, yo, dude, like, what are some of the worst wedding songs you've ever heard, or songs that people just play and they don't really understand that it's not a wedding song? Like, it's like stupid, it's dumb, like it doesn't make sense to be part of a wedding. And I'm like, yo, dude, if that was the case, people that played the Runaround Sue for years wouldn't have played the Runaround Sue, you know, because that's about a floozy that's running around town, like, sleeping with everybody, and it's like a senior citizen's best friend, you know. Let's twist again into the Runaround Sue, and all of a sudden you're just like, yeah, that's my jam, and I'm like, yeah, she's a floozy. So, you know, there really isn't a good or bad way to even go about this, because most people don't listen to the damn lyrics anyway. They just like the beats and like the hooks of songs, and they're just like, yeah, I know that, and you know, it's great. Like Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. That's not a fucking song you would play at a wedding. It's a breakup song. You know, it's beautiful. It's Whitney. But this is associated with, like, heartbreak due to, like, breakup scenes in movies and television shows. Like, why would you play that song at a wedding? Like, can you play I Will Always Love You? I don't care if it's by Whitney or Dolly or by some cover girl. No, it fucking sucks. It's a terrible wedding song. If you ever listen to it, it's a song about a breakup. It's like, you know, you've left me for good, but I will always love you. You will always be in my heart. It's like somebody dies and you sing it at a funeral. Like, I will always love you. Like, no shit. But you don't play it at a wedding. You know, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. People love that song after the ceremony's over or during the cake. And it's like, yeah, it's over. Another One Bites the Dust. And while it's funny to most, it's like, what are you doing? What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Great. We got it over with. Peace out. You know, one of my favorites, Gold Digger. Can you play Gold Digger at the wedding? Sure. Not a problem. You know, I'm like, all right, you want to play Gold Digger? I'll play that song. And all of a sudden, the beginning drum beat comes along. And she takes your money. Okay, great. You know, Gold Digger. We'll do that all day long. Every Breath You Take by The Police, despite its melody and how catchy it is, the lyrics are more about, like, obsession and possessiveness than about healthy relationships. So there's another song you're just like, probably, I don't want to play that song, you know? Love Stinks by the J. Kyle's Band. I mean, obviously, Adam Sandler threw that into, you know, The Wedding Singer, but it's not something you play at a wedding. You know, even I Will Survive, while empowering, it might not fit into the wedding. Like, you know, Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, definitely not. Hit the Road Jack, well, maybe when it's over and you want to go home, Hit the Road Jack. Peace out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Although popular back in the day, I don't think that's a song that you want to play at somebody's wedding. You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. Great tune, not a wedding song. You know, something kind of like that. You know, I don't play that Bon Jovi song, You Give Love a Bad Name. Oh, we'll play Living on a Prayer all day long. You know, stuff like that. You're just like, dude, what on earth are you fucking playing? Or what are you asking me to play? These are not wedding songs. One of my favorite, people used to use the song Leather and Lace for First Dance by Fleetwood Mac. That's not a wedding song. That's a breakup song. If you listen to the lyrics, you'll understand it's not something you want to play at your wedding. And there's so many more. When you pick wedding songs, if you're going to pick them, most of the time I have to say let your DJ choose what's going to be played, because, you know, you might have some favorites, but some of those favorites might not be conducive to a wedding. And there's so many of them out there that people don't even think about. You know, just FYI, there's a lot of songs out there that are great for weddings, and there's a lot of songs out there that aren't so great for weddings. You can do whatever you want, like CeeLo Green's Forget You, or Fuck You. You know, like, all right, you're driving around town with the girl I love, and I say, fuck you. Like, that's not the best wedding song. I've had it on playlists before because people like the hook of it, but you're driving around town with somebody else and go fuck yourself. Yeah, great. Yeah, happy wedding to you too. Go get the buffet. So just FYI, when you guys pick songs for your wedding, please try to figure out if the lyrics make sense or not, especially if we're like formalities or stuff that you guys definitely want, because sometimes it just doesn't make sense for what you're trying to accomplish. And when you look back at it later, you're like, why did he play that shit? Well, it was on my playlist. Okay. Think about it. It's great advice. I'll be back. Take it or leave it. I'm ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paralyzed?